I knew that my words would be short this morning because we have the ablest walk. We have to absolutely be done by quarter of. But I'm going to read a scripture and give a sentence, and then we'll fill that in next week. It is a word to parents. You can go to the first scripture. Possibly the most famous Old Testament scripture is that first sentence. Actually, first two sentences. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Take them into your life. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Simply put, God says, take me into your life, and then give me away. And he's particularly in these verses talking about, give me away to those children, the next generation you have. Parents, grandparents, one sentence. You have one of the most important roles in all the world. To nurture your children to be responsible adults and, by God's grace, Christ-loving adults. There's so much to say. We'll unpack that next week. Organizations like Young Life, like Sunday school, like church youth groups, like Campus Crusade or InterVarsity on college campuses. All of these organizations can help parents raise faithful, mature children ready to live in the world. But parents, the real onus is on us. Think about it. We'll talk about some practical, words from Scripture next week about how to best do that. And just a glimpse, for grandparents, for aunts, uncles, you can play an incredibly powerful role too. Let's pray. God, for the great work that Young Life is doing, and for the incredible task you ask every parent to do, I pray that you would give us grace to be people who impress your word upon our life and then give it out to others. And in particular in view today, to give it out to that coming generation. I pray this in Jesus' name as I invite the ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and offerings, our expressions of faith.